There was a Department of Health survey of all mental health trusts last year. That's the most recent figures we have. And that showed that Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust was the fourth worst out of 57 mental health trusts for staff suffering from work-related stress in the previous 12 months. Other sort of factors related to that showed that we were also the second worst out of 57 mental health trusts for staff experiencing harassment, bullying or abuse from fellow staff, and also the second worst for staff reporting that there was good communication between senior management and staff. So those things as a whole would be factors that would potentially contribute to workplace stress.
Now, you've seen the figures that we got in reply to our FOI from the trust. What do you make of them?
It wasn't surprising. We're aware from the NHS staff survey and from speaking to our colleagues that it's been a really difficult time working across the NHS for the last few years, particularly in mental health. It's a combination of budget cuts and the financial pressures that staff are living under with the pay freeze and the things like petrol and car insurance increasing. Those things are just putting people under immense pressure.
There seems to have been a bit of a spike last year. Why do you think that was?
There was an awful lot going on last year over that 18-month period. There were two periods of reorganisation within our mental health trust, which meant that a lot of staff were having to apply for their own jobs, in some cases a job they'd been doing for a really long time, and in a lot of cases having to go up against colleagues that were friends and they'd worked alongside for a long time, sort of interviewing for their own job. So there's a lot of reorganisational change, cuts in budgets, and also referrals were increasing. So the volume of people that we had to try and see and sort of try and keep a service going in the midst of all this upheaval. So I think that just took its toll on the mental health of a lot of people who were working in our services as well.
Now, you work as a mental health nurse. Have you seen amongst your colleagues then firsthand what is happening with the pressure that they're under?
Absolutely. I've seen it firsthand and spoken to a lot of colleagues that have, particularly when we were going through the most rapid period of change, that, you know, when people having to apply for their own jobs and be up against each other, it wasn't uncommon to find colleagues in tears, just really frustrated and just really distressed.